Guys, hope you're doing fantastic on this Thursday. I just got in from outside, so a little chilly where I live up near the mountains. Hope you guys are doing great. Guys, what I want to talk to you about today is something that's going through for a lot of men right now is they're feeling that their wife has lost respect for them, right? Or is losing respect for them. And oftentimes the way that this can come about and really show up is your wife stops listening to you, right? You come, you want to talk to her, you want to connect, you're trying to work things out, and she just blows you off. What could happen, right, in this situation, and this is what happened to me early on, what it felt like anyway, is I would come back from a long day and of work, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to work on my marriage. I'm going to try to make things better. I'm going to try to work things out. And I would try to engage with my wife, ask her how her day was, tell her a joke. I would try all kinds of things. And my wife acted like she could care less. Could care less what I was saying. And one of the things that I learned, right, with this is it was kind of like a mirror, right? I was expecting and wanting my wife to listen to me, to be present with me, to really be excited, about what I had to say. Like when we were first dating, right? When my wife and I were first dating, she was hanging on my every word, right? I felt like the man. She was listening to everything, she was laughing at all my jokes. It was absolutely amazing. And then we were going through our hard times and we were looking at getting divorced, really. It felt like she had lost respect for me. She wasn't listening anymore. She wasn't laughing at my jokes. And, I started to think they probably weren't funny. But wait a minute, how come when I go to work or I'm out in public or socializing, everybody thinks I'm funny, right? Or to a relative degree, I'm not that funny. But you get the idea. And everybody else was listening to me. People were paying to listen to me. But yet I come home and she wasn't. And when I would talk, she'd be in her phone, right? She'd be looking down, she'd be looking away, walking away. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. And I was trying to share with her and go. And I realized what this was like a mirror, right? Like a mirror reflecting back the way that I was communicating to her. And when you're not communicating well with somebody, you can imagine someone yelling and you're whispering or vice versa, you're missing each other. When you're missing each other, that respect starts to diminish. And it's not our fault as men. We're not taught to communicate with the women in our life. We're not taught to communicate in relationships. And I've spent, gosh, close to a decade starting to study this, learning therapy, counseling, courses, studying from the best in the world on communication. That's where we came up with the hidden motives technique. Right, to get that. And once I started figuring this out, figuring out this mirror, right, figuring out what I was getting back, what I was reflecting, right, was what I was putting out was coming back to me. Was I effectively listening into a way that she really understood, the way that made her feel present, understood, right, desired, right? Women want to feel desired, heard, and seen. We've talked about that a lot, but I wasn't doing it, right? I wasn't doing it in my relationship. This is exactly why we came up with the hidden motives technique and, really dives into the triad of connection, right? That triad of connection was designed specifically to gain back the respect and trust of our wives, right? We look at this because you can't expect your wife to be listening to you when you're not listening to her, right? You can't expect, it just doesn't make any sense, right? You can't expect her to, be excited when you come home and to hear you and to listen about your day so you can share your excitement, your wins, or maybe some of your losses and reconnect when we haven't done it with her either, right? And over that time, we lose that respect just diminishes over time, right? She stops respecting us, stops respecting you, me, and you just feel like crap, right? When you're not, am I good enough? What's going on? Am I not performing as a man, right? And I'm getting mixed messages, at least I was. Out in the outside world, I was the man, right? I was playing competitive sports still at an older age. I was the oldest athlete, but still starting on my soccer team that I played on. I was killing it. I had three companies I was running. I was in Rotary International, right? Next possible president coming up from my area in a very distinguished area in Santa Barbara, California. All of these things were happening, yet shit was crumbling around me. And it was really till I learned that communication, right, is really the key. When we look at the hidden motives technique, the live like a king system, that triad of connection, putting it all together. And I'd never seen anybody put it together. So I had to go through the pain and anguish of trying to figure it out and feeling like I wasn't good enough. And it was crazy because I felt like everywhere else I was doing so well, yet in home I wasn't. So, I mean, guys, if you're in this situation, I get it. And it's not your fault. It just truly is not. It just, we've never been taught this stuff, right? As most of you have gone through the first, second, maybe even the third training that we put together, and you went through it and you're like, holy crap, I've never seen any of this before. And these are just scratching the surface, guys. Just scratching the surface of what's out there. So guys, we're putting a group together of men, right, to go through this, to learn the triadic connection. Not just learn it, but learn it in a deep way that ingrains within you. So you can not only use it right now today in your relationship and in your marriage, but moving forward, right? Moving forward, if it doesn't work out, you're gonna have the same problems, guys, right? That's what I realized. That's why I work so hard. I love my wife. I'm so glad it worked out. But I had to really, really work over 10 years of making this happen. What I want from you is to bridge that gap, collapse that time for you. So if you're interested, we're putting a workshop together for a few guys. Respond right below. Respond with respect. Just the word respect. And one of the mentors, the advisors, someone who's been through the program will reach out to you guys. Because I don't want you to go through the same battles and courses I did. So guys, as always, keep your heads up. Right? Do the work. You got to do the work. Get off the fence and do the work. That's the key here. You don't want to be sitting there in quiet desperation, you know, watching videos like this, podcasts and books. That's just educational masturbation, man. You don't need to do that, right? The game has opened, and I want you guys to be playing it. So have an amazing day. Hit something in the comments. I'll put a link there where you can actually just hit a chat, and one of the advisors can jump out at you and help you out. So guys, signing off. Have an amazing Thursday, and I'll talk to you later.